T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, tell you what, we've got Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri on the line right now. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
What a joy it must be to work with Senator John Kennedy every day.
You know, I'm going to see him this morning here a little bit on the Judiciary Committee, and I have to say, Mark, I just, every day, I wait to hear what he's going to say. He's great.
That's fantastic. Senator, before we get into a couple of these other issues I want to talk to you about, can we just focus for a minute on this whistleblower issue? Where are you on this? Because I know Senator Paul has called for the whistleblower's name to be used and to be called for testimony.
Well, I've said, listen, I mean, this is an impeachment inquiry. This is different from the whistleblower process. I mean, there is a whistleblower process, Mark, that the Democrats could have followed here. That is the normal process, but they've chosen not to do that. I mean, they chose not to go through that process and to launch this, frankly, illegitimate impeachment proceeding instead. So what I've said is, at least for my part, I mean, I can't control what goes on in the House, but if it comes over to the Senate and we have a trial, I'm going to want to know who the whistleblower is. I mean, I'm going to want to know how else are we going to evaluate the content of and the truthfulness of these people if we don't know who they are. And by the way, the president's team has a right to cross-examine these people under oath as part of any kind of trial. And frankly, I look forward to that if it gets to that point. So I just don't think you can have it all ways here.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. Any gray area there as far as you're concerned with the transcript of the president's discussion with the president of the Ukraine? The Democrats want to act like there's some there. I've read it a dozen times, and I still don't understand what their problem is.
No, I mean, I agree with you. And I mean, I had a reporter ask me just the other day, say, well, you know, the president in that call, he directly asked Ukraine to intervene in the U.S. election and so on. And I'm like, what transcript are you reading? That's not the one that I've read. So, I notice now the Democrats say things like, well, maybe the transcript isn't complete, or maybe there's more to this that we don't know. So I think, you know, they know that the transcript alone doesn't say nearly what they want it to say. And that's why they're on this this goose chase to try and find something else that they can pin on him. So, you know, I just come back to the fact that the president's lawyer, unlike every other impeachment proceeding, Mark, in the last century, the president's lawyers have not had access to any of these witnesses. They haven't been able to present any evidence. They haven't been able to cross-examine. So if this comes over to the Senate, then the president's lawyers are going to get a chance. They can put on their own witnesses. They can cross-examine people. And I look forward to it.
Very good. Senator, I saw yesterday, I believe, where you called for sanctions against some of these Mexican cartels. Is that something that's, I mean, how difficult is that?
You know, the president has, the administration has the authority under existing law. And what I think, Mark, they can impose targeted sanctions on Mexican officials, government individuals, including freezing their assets, by the way, in U.S. banks. And I think the time has come. I mean, listen, Mexico, especially this new administration in Mexico, they are just not doing their part. I mean, these cartels are now openly slaughtering American citizens. They are flooding our state with drugs. Do you know, the acting head of DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, as it relates to this part of the border, told me day before yesterday, I guess, that methamphetamine interdictions at the border up over 200% in the last 24 months. A lot of those drugs are making their way to the state of Missouri. And we just can't have it, Mark.
Great point. They're doing some things along their southern border, but it's almost like a kumbaya effort with these drug cartels. They want to wrap their arms around them and not take any action at all. It's really disgusting. So thank you for
exactly.
Yeah,
the new president there said that we're going to fight the cartels with hugs. We're going to give them hugs. And now what happens is the cartels are increasingly controlling the country, and it's threatening our people, threatening our Missourians and our security.
Senator, yesterday I heard some of your comments on TikTok and some of these tech giants. What's your concern with that when it comes to how it's affecting our children?
Well, take TikTok, for instance. I mean, it's an app that nobody would guess. I mean, it's such fun, you'd never guess that it is a Chinese-owned company and that all of the data on TikTok, I'm not just talking about the videos, but also TikTok, the app, has access, if you download it, has access to your phone book. It has access potentially to your messages. It tracks other things you do on your phone and around the web, collects all that stuff. And under Chinese law, Beijing, the communist government, can get access to all of that data. And they can use that data. And there's massive amounts of it, Mark, because millions of Americans are having fun on TikTok. They can use that data to build profiles of everybody who's on it. They can use it for facial recognition for their AI military efforts. I mean, this stuff, you listen to this, it's like, that can't possibly be right. But it is true, and this is what's happening. And I think we've got to get the facts out there, and we've got to think about TikTok. We've got to find a way to make sure that Americans' privacy and security is protected.
Very good. I know. I've got about a minute left here, but I know next week you're going to give a speech on foreign policy issues, including this, I imagine.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to set out some of my own views about the fact that, listen, we've got these endless wars, these forever wars that have gone on and on now for literally decades. And it's time that we had a foreign policy that's actually organized around the needs and interests of the American people, and especially American middle class and working class. These are the folks who built this country, who pay the bills, the ones who send their sons and daughters to fight and die in our wars. And it's time that we had a foreign policy that honors them and that actually protects America and puts American interests at the front and doesn't involve us acting as the policemen of all the world.
Very good. We'll look forward to that. We'll have you on again to talk about it. Senator Josh Hawley, thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.